Hey, welcome to episode number 284 of the podcast More Than Bread and number 34 of our series for Lent. We've been in this series for Lent preparing for more of his presence, more of his power. And welcome to In Between Saturday. This is kind of a bonus episode for all those of you who are caught up. I don't know if you had the chance to go, but Good Friday was our Way of the Cross, immersive remembrance of the cross, the events of Friday in Holy Week. I don't know. I barely had to be in the room for a minute, and the tears started coming. To remember his gift, the gift of his life, it's overwhelming, or at least at points it was for me. In the last station where we took communion and did the forgiveness graffiti wall, S.M. Lockridge's famous sermon was playing. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Forgive me, I don't have the same melodious voice as Lockridge, but here's the heart of his message. It's Friday. Jesus is praying, Peter's asleep, and Judas is betraying, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Pilate's struggling, the council is conspiring, the crowd is vilifying. They don't even know that Sunday's a-coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without a shepherd. Mary's crying, Peter's denying, but they don't know that Sunday's a-coming. It's Friday. The Romans beat my Jesus. They robe him in scarlet. They crown him with thorns, but they don't know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. See Jesus walking to Calvary. His blood dripping, his body stumbling, his spirit burdened. But you see, it's only Friday and Sunday's coming. It's Friday, the world's winning, people are sinning and evil's grinning. It's Friday, the soldiers nail my Savior's hands to the cross. They nail my Savior's feet to the cross and then they raise him up next to criminals. It's Friday, but let me tell you something, Sunday's a-coming. It's Friday. The disciples are questioning what has happened to their king, and the Pharisees are celebrating that their scheming has been achieved, but they don't know. It's only Friday, and Sunday's coming. It's Friday. He's hanging on the cross, feeling forsaken by his father, left alone and dying. Can nobody save him? Oh, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The earth trembles. The sky grows dark. My king yields his spirit. It's Friday. Hope is lost. Death is won. Sin is conquered. And Satan is just a laughing. It's Friday. Jesus is buried. A soldier stands guard and a rock is rolled into place. But it's Friday. It's only Friday. And Sunday's a-coming. But you know what? Today isn't Friday or Sunday. It's Saturday. The in-between day, the Saturday between Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, goes by various names, Holy Saturday, Black Saturday. It's even called Hallelujah Saturday in Portugal. I think of it as Silent Saturday, stuck in the in-between. Not quite as bad as Friday, but no hope in sight for Sunday. In some ways, it's where we often find our living, in-between, waiting in spaces of unanswered prayer, hope not yet realized, grief and fear and anxiety, perhaps not at an urgent pitch, but by no means gone. Welcome to In-Between Saturday. The death, lockdown, and resurrection breakthrough of Jesus took place over 3 days. If Friday was the day of suffering, pain, and agony, and Sunday was the day of hope and victory, Saturday was the day of uncertainty, the day of doubt and confusion and misery. Saturday was lockdown day. All the disciples were quarantined from the world. When Jesus was laid in the tomb, says in Mark 15, and the entrance was closed, it signaled utter defeat. The enemies of hope gave a cheer as a dark cloud of fear began to spread. For followers of Jesus, evil has stolen in to take something precious. Death has cast a shadow on hope. The tombstone is the period at the end of the book. End of story. I know some of you have faced, and some are facing right now, you're facing some tombstones. Something has stolen in and left you wondering if your story is over, if you'll ever walk in hope again. Perhaps today is a day to acknowledge your loss and your fears and your doubts, the dreams that seem to be slipping away, the chapters that ended hard. Maybe even write them down. The dreams that have died, the doubts that are swirling around in your mind, the losses. But it's not the end of your story. It's not the end of your story, but it is a part of your story. As the story unfolds on Saturday, the disciples are wrestling with their tombstone. They believe their story is over. They don't know that Jesus at that very moment is taking out a fresh page to start a new chapter, that he's in the process of dismantling tombstones and turning periods into commas. We don't know all that much about Saturday. Remember the two thieves on the cross with Jesus? In Luke 23, verses 42 and 43, one of the thieves crucified next to Christ says, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And what did Jesus say? Jesus answered and said to him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." So it seems like at least some part of Saturday, Jesus was welcoming a thief to his place at the table in the kingdom of heaven. The writers of the Apostles' Creed, and today many in the Catholic and Orthodox tradition, believe that for at least part of Saturday, Jesus was preaching the good news to captives in hell, rescuing people even there. They get that from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, where Peter writes, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which he went," here's where they get it, "in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison." John Piper looks at Jesus comparing himself to Jonah, who prayed in Jonah 2:2, "Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever." It's in Jonah 2. Piper suggests that after Jesus' human body expired on the cross, his human soul entered the realm or state of departed spirits known in Hebrew as Sheol, in Greek as Hades. This was a disembodied state of shadowy existence. Hades is not the same as the hell, which is the lake of fire in Revelations 20. Scripture describes it as under the deepest sea in Jonah 2, or in the heart of the earth in Deuteronomy 32. And so it's also described as the abyss in Romans 10, or even the pit in Psalm 30. And these scriptural descriptions are written as poetic allusions because the living can only speculate upon this unseen realm. In Sheol, one is conscious but isolated, cut off from the worshiping community, forgotten by the living, without hope of returning. That was death, and Jesus entered into death. 35 times in the New Testament, we read that Jesus was raised ek nekron, literally from the dead, out from the dead, out of the state of death and the lonely company of the dead ones. Between the cross and the empty tomb, Jesus' soul entered the state of death till he was resurrected. His human body lay in Joseph's tomb. His human soul was in the realm of the dead. I'll tell you this, because of In Between Silent Saturday, I have a newfound hope in Psalm 139. Psalm 139 is grounded deep in Jesus' personal experience. It's a psalm of David. David said to God, "If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there." Jesus descended into death. He made all that darkness his own. Death captured Jesus as he entered it fully. But then in the great reversal, Jesus captured death. In his rising, Christ filled that darkness with the light of his presence. He dispelled that gloom forever for those who trust him. So when we consider the crossing into of death, we can now hold fast to the truth, even darkness. The psalmist writes in Chapter 139, verse 12, "Even darkness is not dark to you." Just as Jesus took our sins, so he's taken all our lonely dying as his very own. You know, I'm not sure that I know that we will know exactly what Jesus was doing on Saturday until we see him with our own eyes. But we have a bit more information on the followers of Jesus. They were waiting. It was the Sabbath. They hid behind closed doors. Have you ever had a dream, something you worked for, a goal, a longing, something you strive for, sacrifice for? Have you ever lost that? Had it slip away, get crushed, evaporate in front of you? Have you ever found yourself in a place where all you felt was disappointment, confusion, uncertainty, maybe even anger? Man, Holy Week was filled with highs and lows. Palm Sunday was the highest of the high. Good Friday was a low. Resurrection Sunday, the highest of the highs. In between Saturday, the day in between the lowest of the lows and the highest of the heights. The day after a prayer gets prayed, but before it gets answered. The day after a soul gets crushed, weighed down, but before it gets lifted up. That's Saturday. It's in between. It's not Friday, it's not Sunday, it's somewhere in between despair and a joy that they can't even imagine was coming. It wasn't an expectant waiting like hope. In some ways, they're probably waiting for the next bad thing. What bad thing is going to happen now? For them, it wasn't even a day in between because they didn't know what good thing might be coming. All they could see was pain and death and defeat. They didn't know it was in between. They thought they were just headed in the wrong direction, a bad direction. They weren't looking for the light on the other side of the darkness. Why? Well, at least in part because they missed the message that Jesus was trying to teach them multiple times. They missed the message that there would be a resurrection. I mean, can you imagine on Saturday what they're thinking behind locked doors? What they're talking about? What we're wrong? How could we be so wrong? We thought he was the King of God. Did Jesus fail? What's so interesting about Saturday? We all go through Saturdays in our lives before we get to Sunday, don't we? Day of darkness comes before the light on Saturday. We can choose despair or denial, or we can choose to wait. And there's nothing harder to do than to wait when you're in the midst of a Saturday, especially if you don't know that Sunday's coming. I mean, it's hard to wait in the darkness when you think the light is dead. But we live on the other side of the darkness. Our stories are being written in the chapter of the resurrection. That's your chapter. You live in the chapter of the resurrection. So whatever your pain, whatever your rejection, whatever dream has died, whatever longing has not been fulfilled, whatever your failure, whatever your regret, whatever your shame, whatever your disappointment, it's not the end. It's not the end. It's not. It's not. It's only Saturday and Sunday's coming. So don't give up. Don't give in. Don't quit. Your story is ancient and unfinished. The first people that we really see on Saturday who aren't quite quitting is a handful of women. Mark 16 tells us that late Saturday evening, in fact, more like early Sunday morning, a handful of women were on their way to properly care for the body of Jesus. As the story unfolds on Saturday, the disciples are wrestling with a tombstone. They believe their story is over. They don't know that Jesus at that very moment is turning the page to start a new chapter, that he is in the process of dismantling tombstones, defeating death, turning periods into commas. We don't know all that much about Saturday. But let me just read you this from Mark 16. Saturday evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, went out and purchased burial spices so that they could anoint Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they went to the tomb, and on the way they were asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But as they arrived, they looked up and saw the stone, which was very large, that it had already been rolled aside. Now think about these women. On Saturday, they are wrestling with the virus of death, draining their hope. They had invested some of the best years of their lives in this man called Jesus. They followed him. They listened to him. They served him. They dreamed his dreams. And now in a day, just a day, it was over. Jesus was dead. I mean, think about standing. These women standing all alone at the foot of a cross on a Friday afternoon and hearing Jesus call out, "La, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me?" I mean, think about sitting in that memory all day Saturday. They watched as Jesus died. They watched as Jesus was laid in the tomb. They watched as stone rolled closed on life. And now these women make their way back to the tomb. John in his gospel tells us that it was still dark. I hate getting up in the morning, especially when it's still dark. And think about this. They didn't know. They don't know that this is the first Easter. There's no hint that something extraordinary awaits them. They aren't wondering what they'll say if they see Jesus. They have an appointment with a corpse. It is not the anticipation, the expectancy of something better that leads them to the tomb. But it is faith. Because sometimes faith is nothing more than putting another foot in front of the other when you don't think it really matters. It's nothing more than seeking Jesus when you're not even sure that he'll be found. It's nothing more than going to church when you don't even think You're going to get a word. You're going to get a message. You're going to feel better when you leave. It is faith, and it is love. Their love for Jesus and Jesus' love for them, that love won't let them go. It won't let them quit. Here is a truth they had not yet discovered, but I'll share it with you in anticipation of all of us making it through our in-between Saturday. Listen. When it comes to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, if your life is not over, your story isn't finished. So don't quit. Tomorrow's a new day. Sunday's coming. You are the people of the resurrection. This is your story. This is your story. You're living in the chapter of the resurrection. This is your story. Let me pray for you. Father God, I pray that in this waiting time, this Saturday, in between Friday and Sunday, in between the cross and the empty tomb, in between defeat and despair and death and resurrection power let loose in the world, God, I pray that this would be a good day for us of waiting, that it would be a day of pondering, of thinking, of directing our hearts and our thoughts to you, that it would be a day of patient expectancy, for we live on the other side of the resurrection. We know that Saturday was just an in-between day. It was not the beginning of a bad season, a bad chapter. We know that our stories are ancient and unfinished, that you have the pen, Jesus, and you're writing a story in our lives that will just amaze us. So God, I pray that you would fill us with your Spirit. God, I pray for an outpouring of your Spirit this Resurrection Sunday. I pray for an outpouring of your Spirit in the heart and the mind of the soul of each and every person listening right now. I pray, God, that we would find that Jesus, and only Jesus, but massively Jesus, changes our story. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.